Nostalgia is the key ingredient at a restaurant that recently opened in Chagrin Falls. It's new, but the menu is retro, and the location, a familiar one. We have the story in today's Quick Bite. For 7 years, the sign outside said Fresh Start Diner, and before that, for half a century, it was Dink's Colonial Restaurant, a Chagrin Falls culinary landmark. Jack Christinger has renamed it North Main Diner.
I'm the owner, operator, chef, general crazy person.
And a Chagrin Falls townie from way back.
Yeah, my mom and dad still live in the same house for the last 44 years.
They're regulars at his new diner, along with other folks he grew up with.
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot of the guys I played soccer with in Chagrin, and a lot of people I graduated with have stopped in.
Growing up, when it was Dink's, Christinger would stop in often.
I used to sit on the end of the counter. I'd get a burger and fries, and I'd pay 15 cents extra for the lettuce on my burger, and it was just kind of the local place that you could actually afford to go and eat. Back then, there were more places like that around here.
Christinger left Chagrin Falls decades ago and developed a reputation as a turnaround specialist for hotel restaurants, a career that took him all over the country. But then the economy tanked in 2008.
So I floated around a bit and ended up back home and buying the local diner.
He wanted to bring back the kind of food he could no longer find in his hometown.
Everybody's going higher end. Everybody's trying to come up with the next gimmick. There's hardly any old school places.
Except, he says, for his new place. At North Main Diner, he's offering comfort food at what he considers comfortable prices.
We have meatloaf, we have pot roast, burgers and fries for $5. A milkshake is $3.50.
What can I get for you?
Waitress and soda jerk Elizabeth Greenfield makes milkshakes as well as ice cream sodas, malts, floats, and 13 flavors of phosphates.
From simple ones of chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cherry, to watermelon, blueberry, raspberry, and tiger's blood, which is old 1930s flavors. Coconut, watermelon, and pineapple.
A 69-year resident of Chagrin Falls, Steve Thomas, is having a barbecued grilled chicken sandwich with coleslaw instead of fries.
In deference to my age and cholesterol. And I'm topping it off with a chocolate egg cream soda, which I've never had before.
His waitress suggested the New York-style treat.
An egg cream is half and half, flavored syrup and soda water.
But the main attraction at Jack Christinger's North Main Diner comes off Beth Megersup's grill.
I've been cooking in this building for over 30 years.
Megersup's expert at making the legendary Mobby's burger. The owner of the classic hamburger joint that originated in Cleveland Heights in 1935 was George Mobby, and his nickname was Dink.
The ladies that owned Dink's worked for the Mobbies. And they taught me how to do everything.
It's not a very thick burger, is it?
No. It's a 4-ounce patty served with tomatoes and pickles, American cheese, and, of course, the Mobby onions.
There's some on the grill here right now. What makes the Mobby onion special?
They're paprika onions. We use a salt and pepper blend on them a little bit and butter. And they just have to cook for a very, very long time.
She loves the expression on customers' faces when they open the menu.
And they're like, you have the what? The Mobby burger? I haven't had that since I was a kid.
North Main Diner's Jack Christinger says the popularity of his simple burger shows food doesn't have to be fancy to be fabulous.
You know, you don't have to have lobster mac and cheese or truffle mac and cheese. Just make the cheese sauce, make a Velveeta cheese sauce and put it on macaroni. It's good. Everybody remembers their childhood, and that's what it tastes like.
That's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.